dum-dum-dum.
Five Nights at Freddy's, the movie, was just released in theaters on October 27th. It's a horror movie based off of a video game of the same name. The game, released in 2014, quickly became one of the most popular video games within a year and spurred a surge of sequels, spin-offs, and rip-offs that continue to be released each year.
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier, and welcome to Five Nights at Freddy's.
Five Nights at Freddy's,
a game that I feel like I don't even have to explain anymore, because every single person on the planet is playing this game right now.
In the game, you play as Mike Schmidt, a night shift security guard at Freddy Fazbear's Pizzeria, a place seemingly inspired by Chuck E. Cheese or Showbiz Pizza. The goal is to survive five nights in your office without letting the animatronics characteristic of such restaurants get to you, because they have somehow gained free will and are out for blood. That noise is the sound of the CCTV system switching between camera feeds. The iconic camera feed is a large part of the movie as well. The security guard in the movie, played by Josh Hutcherson, is also named Mike Schmidt. Elizabeth Lail plays a police officer, and Matthew Lillard plays a career counselor. From iconic horror origins himself, Matthew Lillard is known not only as Shaggy from the live-action Scooby-Doo, but also as Stu Mocker from the original Scream horror movie.
Better live her alone.
Live her alone! It was a joke.
As adaptations go, the movie is incredibly faithful to its source material and the people who helped popularize it. Multiple YouTubers who played the game in their videos can be seen as photographed employees of the month in the background of some scenes. YouTuber Corey Williams, known online as Corey X Kenshin, plays an unfortunate taxi driver.
My goodness.
Not cool. Why do I always get the weirdos?
Another YouTuber, Matthew Patrick, known as Matt Pat, plays a cheery waiter at a diner pulled right from the game series.
Well, that's no fun. You do realize that lunch is the most important meal of the day.
Thought it was breakfast.
Some people say that, but, you know, it's just a theory.
Finally, the movie ends with a fan-made song over the credits. I went into the movie with varied expectations. As a kid, I didn't play the game myself, but I was a child with the internet, with friends who played the game, so I was aware of its jump scares and analog horror. On one hand, I knew the movie would have some fun horror elements. I'm a big scary movie fan. But I was also wary about how it would turn out, given the history of video game adaptations. The film was proposed in 2015, less than a year after the game came out, but took many years in different studio production companies before it ended up with Blumhouse. Even after that, it took 2 years of script rewrites before the finished product arrived.
I grew up with Five Nights at Freddy's, and I really wanted to watch the movie.
After watching it, I asked some of my fellow moviegoers, Ethan, Nyla, and Coconut, for their thoughts. For some, the movie was highly anticipated.
A lot of people hyped up the movie, especially my friend Ethan, so I came to support as well.
I asked them if it lived up to the hype.
Sort of a little, you know? I was just kind of like, they changed a few things, so I was like, oh man, whatever. But it was still a really good movie. Like, I actually kind of liked it. Like, I really enjoyed it.
It was a good movie, yeah, but I could tell that it didn't go with the story as much.
I thought it was a pretty good movie, but I don't know the background story. But if I did know the background story, I probably wouldn't like it.
Ethan was fairly into the movie, but for him, some moments took away from the horror.
Whenever they had that montage of them building the fort, that was kind of like, you know, I was like, oh, that's kind of goofy, that's funny, but. You know.
Overall, I think we'd both agree it was a pretty good movie for what it was. If you are a Five Nights at Freddy's fan, or just a horror movie fan in general, go out and see it or stream it on Peacock. For WNUR News, I'm Max Milo.